And continuing with our reading. Now Peter was sitting in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him. "You were with Jesus of Galilee," she said, but he denied it before them all. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. Then he went out to the gateway, where another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied it again with an oath, "I don't know the man." After a little while, those standing there went up to Peter and said, "Surely you are one of them. Your accent gives it away." Then he began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken, "Before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and he wept bitterly. So, good morning. My name is Simon Peter, and this will be my final update. So, 3 years back, the sun was rising on a beach in Galilee, and Jesus calls me to leave my boat and nets and follow him. He was going to teach me to fish for men. Boy, I was so excited. I left everything. I followed Jesus. Jesus and me, we were going to change the world. A few weeks later, on a dark and stormy night, we're in the middle of Lake Galilee. We think we could see a ghost, but it's Jesus walking on the water towards us. Showing off to the boys a bit, I admit. I say, "If it's really you, Jesus, tell me to come." And Jesus says, "Come." And I was walking on water. But then suddenly I take my eyes off Jesus, and there were these huge waves, and I began to have a panic attack. I began to sink. "Help!" And Jesus reaches out and he grabs me. He gently tells me off, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" I can actually see the others smirking a little bit. Bit embarrassing, really. When we get into the boat, immediately, and I mean immediately, the wind is gone and the lake is like glass. And I still can't get that song out of my head. "Be still and know that I'm God." A couple of years later, we're on this really rocky road headed for Jerusalem. And Jesus says to us, "Who do people say that I am?" So he chucks out some answers. Basically, a legit prophet. But then he makes it personal, super personal. He says to me, "Simon, who do you say I am?" And it's kind of a no-brainer. I blurt it out without a thought. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus picks up a little stone, a pebble. And he says, "You are Peter the pebble. And on the rock of your declaration, I will build my church. An unstoppable, a global church that will break down the gates of hell for centuries and centuries to come. And will rescue people trapped by evil in sin and darkness." A few days ago, we had this amazing entrance into Jerusalem. Jesus is sitting on the colt of a donkey. People are waving palm branches and they're shouting, "Hosanna!" Jesus then goes and clears the table, a temple. People don't like that much. A few days later, we have a delicious Passover dinner. We have roast lamb, but midway through it, Jesus goes and he kind of ruins the meal. He says that someone's going to betray him. A real downer, I tell you. Jesus takes the bread and he says it's his broken body. Then he takes the wine and it says it's his shed blood. To be honest, I don't have a clue what he's talking about. I mean, we were pretty convinced that this was the moment that he was going to go out and throw out the Romans, make Israel really great again. We sung a hymn, we headed to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said that we'd soon be scattered. I tell him, well, they might be scattered, but I won't. I will never leave you or forsake you. Jesus replies, you're going to deny me three times before the first rooster crows tomorrow morning. You will three times. Man, I was actually really out of touch with myself because I replied so forcefully to Jesus, even if I have to die, I will never disown you. We were supposed to pray with Jesus in the garden, but we'd had a big meal. We'd had a few glasses of wine, so we kept nodding off. All of a sudden, we heard a gang coming. Instantly, we were wide awake. Judas was there. He kissed Jesus. The crowd grabbed Jesus. I went mad with my sword. And I cut off this bloke's ear. And Jesus picks it up and he says, what do we have here? Just kidding. Jesus takes that ear, puts it back, and he heals the man. He tells me to put my sword away. Me and the other disciples, we just leg it. A little while later, I plucked up a little bit of courage, and I go and try to find out what they've done with Jesus. I sneak into the courtyard. It's cold. There are a bunch of people standing around a fire. I go over and I join them. I'm warming my hands by this fire at the edge of the crowd. And the servant girl says, hey, you were one of his mates. And I tell her, no, I wasn't. Another person says, yes, you were. Your Galilean accent gives it away. And so I tell them in the best Judean voice that I've got, I pinky swear before God that I don't know him. But they all say, yes, you do. And then I lose it really bad. I'm swearing blind Jesus and his mother Mary that I don't. And then suddenly I see Jesus through a gap in the crowd looking at me. That's when the rooster crows. And I remember Jesus' words, boom. I ran off, completely lost it. Buckets of tears. You know, I'm really confused. I did all the right things. I said all the right things. He seemed like the real deal, but I guess he wasn't. I mean, he's been captured. He's been handed over to the Romans. He's been crucified. Jesus that healed others has been mutilated. He's dead. He's buried. He's gone. It's all over. And I wish I could have been braver, maybe shouted a little bit louder, let him go, when the crowd shouted, crucify. Just maybe they'd have let him off with a severe beating. He'd be sore, but he'd still be alive. And now, every time a rooster crows, and there's many roosters in Jerusalem, it just stabs my guts, reminding me of what a low life loser I've been. I've hit rock bottom. My dreams for Jesus have been shattered. Peter the pebble is well broken. Tomorrow's the Sabbath. On Sunday, I'm going to go and pay my respects at the tomb. And then I think on Monday, I'm going to head to Galilee. I'm going to go back to fishing. Go back to waiting with Israel for the real Messiah to show up.